Sex, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the speculative interdimensional vehicle, Sex in Space. Its mission, to explore new points of view, to seek out fresh opinions, to boldly go where so many have gone before, and still somehow manage to totally miss the point. Subscribe to Sex in Space, wherever quality podcasts are found.
Hi there, and welcome back to Sex in Space. My name's Toshi, and we're very happy to have you with us today for another great podcast episode. Wherever it is that you're tuning in from, thanks so much for being here. Please make sure to leave a like, comment, or review. Your feedback and support means the world to us. If you'd like to see some more great Sex in Space content, you can find her over on our YouTube channel. We upload video versions of our podcast episodes there if you'd rather watch and listen at the same time. You can search for us using our handle at sexinspace.com, and you can also find us on Instagram and TikTok under that handle too. For today's episode, Jane spoke with the lovely Sarah of Panty Deal. Born and raised in Australia, Sarah moved to Berlin after graduating from ballet school. In the last few years, she focused her time on event management in the cabaret and burlesque scene. In 2023, she started with Panty Deal, an online marketplace and social community for buyers and sellers of used panties. It's the largest platform of its kind and has a big focus on sex, kink, and body positivity. Let's get into it.
Talking here with the lovely Sarah, who is all the way over in Berlin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. We are here to talk today about the organization you work with, the work you do, and your good self. And I guess to give our listeners a sense of just some of the breadth to the really interesting work that goes on in the kind of sex and sexuality space, and that there's actually quite a bit of fun going on in some of the spaces at the edges. Not that there isn't fun in the middle, but you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you work with an organization called Panty Deal. Can you tell our listeners who have absolutely no idea what Panty Deal is?
Sure. Yeah, so I work for Panty Deal. Panty Deal is an online marketplace and social community for buyers and sellers of used panties, as well as other adult content and items. So a genuine passion for used underwear, I guess, is at the heart of Panty Deal. But we also let our community share and buy and sell other products as well. So it's a secure and anonymous space for our members to connect and to chat openly about fantasies and desires. Without the shame or stigma, which can often be connected with sexual desire.
Absolutely.
So we're very kink, sex, and body positive, I guess you could say. And we're actually the largest platform of its kind.
Which is amazing. And so how long's Panty Deal been going?
So Panty Deal was created in 2012. And we've actually now grown to have over 3 million members from all over the world.
That's
so we've got, yeah, it's really quite insane. It's really skyrocketed. So approximately 1.4 of them are sellers and approximately 1.8 million are buyers. So
wow.
there's a lot out there.
So does the organization have a sense of how that growth was created?
I think it's just slowly and steadily risen over the last 12 years. There was definitely an increase during the corona time, you know.
Right.
Lots of people were in lockdown and looking for new ways to make money and, you know, have connections with other people as well. So we really blossomed in that time. And now we're just, yeah, still blossoming every day. It's really nice.
And so the community itself, how's that evolved over time? I'm thinking 12 years ago, it would have been simply buy sell space, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, so back in the day, as we say, it really used to be mainly just physical good transactions in the past. And now in the last 12 years, it's really extended and evolved to digital goods as well. So a lot of our users will offer photographs and videos, texting sessions and Skype calls. It's really evolved in that way. And how
long have you been working with Panty Deal?
So I've been with the team for a year now. So I'm still quite new to it all.
And how did you hear about it?
I had actually heard about people selling underwear online, but I'd never really looked into it or read more about it. And then I just heard of a job going at this company that worked for an adult community online, and I applied, and the rest is history.
And in terms of the team itself, is the team an international one?
So yeah, we're all based internationally, and as for our users, they're also very international. The majority of them are based in the US and the UK and Europe, but we also have users from Australia and Asia, of course New Zealand, so it's actually very easy to find buyers and sellers that are close to you. And also a lot of our sellers will offer international shipping, right? So it's very accessible now.
That's so cool. And when you talked about the ability to exchange fantasies, is there, apart from the buyer-seller exchange, is there a community conversation space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the PD team, Penny Deal team, also works super hard to feed into this community feel. You know, we have a constant support and regular articles that we upload into our magazine every week. That are about sex and social issues that our members care about. Yeah, we also give tips on managing the panty store and succeeding in the adult industry. Yeah, we really just want to create a safe space for everybody.
And you have a magazine regularly, you mentioned there?
Yes, yeah, we post it, I think it's once a week, once every 2 weeks, a new blog article, something sex-related. And we also interview lots of our sellers. So each time there's a blog, there's a new interview with one of our sellers, and yeah, we just get to know them a bit more and ask them questions, and they share to the community their answers. Yeah. If you visit the PD website, you'll see the online blog and you can click on it, and there's hundreds of articles from the last years.
Awesome. Check it out, people. And find out what's going on. And so you mentioned that in COVID, some people decided they might want to have a go at selling. And there might be some people listening curious to understand what that would be like. What would you suggest to somebody thinking of doing some work in this space to think about?
Yeah, I guess with any type of activity or business, you can really be successful if you're putting effort and time into it, you know? I guess something that's very important with Panty Deal would be to set clear boundaries and to communicate them well. So decide which things you do and you don't want to sell, and make it clear on your profile and to the buyers if they ask you. I would also say at the same time, it's super important to be respectful and open-minded and understanding about a buyer's needs, you know, and try not to be judgmental if it's something that, you know, you might not necessarily be into, but maybe they are. I guess also like a big piece of advice from us and our experienced sellers is to just be yourself. You know, it sounds super cliche, I know, but your best asset is you. And buyers know when someone is being disingenuous, you know, just to make sales, and they can see it in a second. So yeah, it's really important to be you. And yeah, one of our best sellers recently said in the interview, it's cultivate a brand that represents you, your vibe, and your best aesthetic. You know, nice. That's couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, you be you. Absolutely. And that's the point of a safe space, right? In the, especially in the kink world, it's permissive.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're really working towards making the industry more inclusive, you know. We really want to reshape the outdated and sexist ideas about sex work and the adult industry, and, you know, show that we all have desires and everyone should be welcome to share theirs. It's regardless of your gender or your sexual orientation, you know.
Absolutely. That
shouldn't be a matter at all.
It sounds like Panty Deal's really expanded from its original remit of panties, you know, this exchange of digital text, videos, and so on. It feels like its name isn't accurately now describing what it does.
Yeah, you're quite right in there, because it's really not just panties that people are selling, you know. It can be anything from socks to stockings, panties. People are selling so many things. And I guess, like, something that's also really quite cool for us to see is that when Panty Deal first started, it was pretty much mainly just women selling and men buying, you know. But now it's really, really evolved to both men and women selling and buying. We also have a lot of the LGBTQIA+ community uses buying and selling. So it's very much evolved in that way.
It sounds like it's really opening up as a space of engagement and fun. Again, that word, you know, it feels very playful. Is that your sense of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is playful and it is fun. And we really, I mean, not me, the founders really wanted to provide a safe and open space, you know, for people to explore their fantasies that they might be judged for elsewhere, and make it a fun space as well. You know, it's business, but it's also connection with people, and that should always be fun.
And so what are some of the, you mentioned there's a lot of myths to bust around the sex work space. What are some of the kind of ones that you would like to challenge?
I guess there's a lot of misconceptions that people have when it comes to sex work and ideas about kinks and fetishes in general, you know. Yeah. Like that only a few people have kinks or enjoy non-standard sex, and this just isn't true. You know, most of us actually have a kink of some kind. And a lot of response, you know, that you'll hear to something is that it's strange or gross, and people just tend to have that response when they don't understand things. And so if we can show people or tell people that, you know, these things are normal, completely normal, and it's absolutely fine to be, to fantasize about something that you might not think is normal, you know?
Very wise words. And so, like, you've only been there a year, and this is a really deeply informed view of sexuality that I'm hearing. When
Thank you.
So where did that journey start for you? How did you become educated about this? Because you weren't taught this at school, right?
God, no. Oh, my God, no. I don't think I learned much useful information in school.
Not so where did you get your education? What was it that opened your eyes?
I think moving to Berlin really opened my eyes, to be honest. Like, this city is extremely open-minded and sex positive and body positive and kink positive. And yeah, I think I just got educated through friends and through wanting to learn more and wanting to express myself as well, you know, not feeling ashamed about anything and that society makes us feel ashamed for. I think it's so important that we help get the message out, especially for women, not only for women, for everybody, but just that we don't have to be the way that we were told to be, you know, the way that society expects us to be. It's just rubbish.
Yeah. And so Berlin has some pretty cool kind of public spaces, clubs, and just kind of theatre, all of the spaces of expression for alternative
Absolutely.
Sexuality. Is there a particular venue there that you think it stands out for you?
Probably the Kit Kat Club is a very, I guess, maybe one of the most well-known sex clubs here. That when the first time I went, I was completely shocked and thought everything was outrageous, and then really, really loved it.
If somebody were walking in the doors for the first time, what would they see? If for those of our listeners who have no idea about the Kit Kat Club, walk us in the door for the first time, what would we be looking at?
Naked bodies everywhere.
Right.
Naked bodies, fetish wear. Yeah, it's a lot. It's really hard to explain also, because for me, I was completely shocked when I went for the first time. And I guess I'd never really seen other people having sex if it wasn't on TV or porn or myself, you know? That was quite shocking. But it's just, it is really a beautiful space in a way, because it's so open-minded and it's absolutely non-judgmental, and it's not creepy or disgusting. I guess it's sort of like what I said earlier, like when you don't know about things, your first reaction is, oh, that's gross or strange. But then once you see it and you understand it and you feel a part of it, it's, yeah, it can be quite beautiful.
I think I loved that observation earlier, and I think it's really great that you came back to it. That strangeness, that kind of feeling of as you say, gross if you don't recognize it, and then how it becomes normal. You remind me of the onsen in Japan, where people are naked and they're all together bathing, and it's just part of how things are. And what you start to realize is, I mean, I've forever been quite happy taking my clothes off, but you know, friends who are very hesitant about going in, and then after a while they realize that actually everybody looks great naked, because you look the way you're meant to look.
It can be so liberating to be naked, and I don't know, I think from a young age, at least, I was taught to be very conservative and maybe not ashamed of my body, but not to present it to the world and so openly, you know. And yeah, I think it's absolutely liberating to be naked among other naked people. And it's also quite a thing here in Berlin, or I don't know if it's just Berlin or in Germany, to be at the lake naked and in the saunas naked. And it's, yeah, at first I thought it was super strange, and now I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you realize that, you know, because we live in our culture and we think it's how things are, but we forget that it was produced by culture, and a lot of that
very
religious overtones and background. And so this kind of Puritanism, which is the name for a reason.
Literally, stripping down to the pure form.
Yeah, but also that objection to it of religion, you know. We come across stories all the time of women who, even, you know, with a partner of many years, having had children, all of that stuff, still hiding their breasts behind towels, needing to have the lights out in order to feel comfortable enough to enjoy sex with a partner, because they can't see their own body or have somebody else see their own body.
Yeah, it's really, I hope that that can change, you know. And I guess that's what we're trying to promote as well, you know, that you should be proud of your body and your scent and your smell, and you can do whatever you want with it.
I love that.
It's yours to do whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting kind of intersection, that kind of meeting of kink and liberation, and, you know, you be you, and sexuality should be very free to express itself, and commercial transaction, and there's this kind of weirdness, isn't there, about commercially transaction when it comes to sex. We're allowed to sell everything else.
Sure, except that.
Yeah. And yet, you know, it seems perfectly reasonable to do. Do you get kind of a lot of negative response, or do you have to handle trolls in your community spaces at all?
I guess with any like any large marketplace, there's always going to be some negative feedback and some trolling online, you know. Yeah. But we do our best to get rid of, you know, to exclude or to block anything that's prohibited or unsafe or offensive, and we absolutely don't tolerate any discrimination of any kind, and we try to act as quickly as possible when those sorts of issues come up. And yeah, our team works every day to regulate the content that we're having, so we really try to keep an eye on that.
It's really good to hear that the team work to keep customers and the community safe, because as you say, you want to feel you're in a safe space where you're not going to be stigmatized or have anybody try and shame you. And so in the work that you've done, what has been an experience where you've had, like, you found particularly great, like joyful or just unexpectedly fun in the work you do with Panty Deal?
I guess something that's really, that I find really, really nice is that we've created a safe and open space for people to explore themselves, you know, that they might be judged for elsewhere. And yeah, it's really nice to feel a part of that. And it's also really amazing to see all sorts of like organic connections grow between people, you know, used to be complete strangers and now they're friends. And yeah, it's also fun to be able to see, to help people, to help give sellers the tools to start their own business and to make money for themselves. You know, that can often feel out of reach. So it's nice to see that.
What's the age range like of your customer and seller base?
It really varies. So we don't take anyone under 18, obviously, has to be of legal age. And I can't say for sure how old the oldest seller would be, but I think late 70s.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really from all ages, which is also super cool. You know, it's not just the young kids doing it.
No, I think that, you know, one of the themes that's come up a lot in the conversations we have with people is, you know, just this kind of hidden world of sexuality and really potent desire and active sexuality in the older community. That's just, people haven't, again, it's that gross word, you know, they don't understand it, they don't know about it, therefore it seems
absolutely
funny. And then when you look at it and go into it and you go, oh right, okay, why do we have a problem with that?
Yeah, why should it be any different if you're 20 or 70?
Exactly. But we are in a very ageist society.
Oh God, yeah.
And, you know, back to what you were saying earlier about women and their bodies and how we feel about ourselves, and actually all genders, you know, culture teaches us to kind of monitor and seek youthfulness at every turn.
Yeah, and to I feel like it almost wants us to be embarrassed after a certain age, you know, after 30, 40, 50, forget it, you know, which is just rubbish.
It really is. And so this particular platform, Panty Deal, I mean, again, back to that name. I wonder if you're going to change it at some point and find something more expansive. But just to remind listeners, it's, you know, a platform where there's an exchange of all sorts of things, including clothing items, but also, as you were saying before, text and video exchanges. And it's an exchange space for kind of kink, fantasy, desire interaction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can also be, as little or extreme as you like. You know, some people just spend the day texting. That's all. They just want connection and they just want to talk to another person and talk about their desires. And then you can do the whole works if you want. Sell your panties, do video calls. Yeah, it's really up to you. There's no rules, it's just guidelines.
Nice. Oh, well, and hopefully, yeah, obviously, as you say, there are some boundaries, like
yes,
can't be under 18 and so on.
Yes.
And the interesting thing about scent, you know, I don't know if this has come up in the community or as part of the work that you do at Panty Deal, but, you know, we respond to different people's scents differently. One person, if you could bottle what their smell does for you, it would be, you could make a fortune. if you knew what
totally.
Yeah. So do you find that people have to try more than one seller before they find kind of the right body scent for them?
You're right. I guess people like to try a few different ones and then sometimes they find it early on, the perfect one. Sometimes it takes them a little longer. But it is scientifically proven that aroused by a certain sense.
Absolutely. They did a whole bunch of research with sweaty t-shirts.
People love the sweaty stuff. Stuff sells very well on Panty Deal.
Because it's a release of pheromones and we respond to those in a very sexual way, or can do.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
I want to wash it way, but that's a
to each their own.
Yeah. Maybe some do it for that. Who knows?
Exactly.
That the way certain scents arouse is scientifically supported. So for it's those of you cool. out there wanting to try, if at first you don't succeed,
then try again. Try another.
Try another one, because
science says.
Exactly, and it's different bodies will have different effects on different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think one of the things I like to do is really normalize the people that who we are and what we do, you know, our backgrounds. We all kind of skipped around at school thinking we were going to do, you know, XYZ with our lives, and then kind of meandered along and came across this brilliant space of sex and sexuality despite school, because it didn't prep us for that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And, you know, I love your work to normalize kink and desire and sexuality within Panty Deal and what the community is doing there. You know, so I guess looking back, you know, when you were little and kind of growing up, do you remember what you thought about the sex space, the sex world when you were little?
I guess I didn't think too much about it. My family was quite conservative. It was something that we never spoke about. Mm. And besides from, the bare minimum sexual education that we got in school, it was, there was not much to talk about in my household. So maybe that's why I'm so into making everything okay and to talk about it and to not be embarrassed just to have a conversation about sex, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the work that's being done with Panty Deal, and I guess this is the bit that I would want to stress with listeners, is it's, you know, yes, it's a commercial space, but actually what it is a really kind of interesting community space to give permission to explore your sexuality and to make any kind of kinks or quirks that are consensual and of age totally fine.
And absolutely. It is healthy, and, you know, it really is a supportive community and open-minded and non-judgmental, and everybody that is into or curious about alternative lifestyles and different ways of being and of loving, and people that are just open to exploring sexual orientations and desires and passion, and it's just it's a very nice community that we have here.
Awesome. Well, you heard it. You need to go visit the community. If you're in Berlin, go to the Kit Kat Club.
Oh, yes.
But also get online and have a look at Panty Deal and read their blog and just get a little bit educated. And if you feel like joining in, by all means do. But, you know, be sex curious. There's an awful lot going on out there to explore. And to Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been
thank you so much, Jane. It's been super lovely to talk with you, and it's been fun to get the word out there and to just have a nice chat.
Thank you so much, and you have a lovely rest of your evening, and the rest of us come back and join us again for the next podcast on sex in space and see where we go.
We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to find out more about Panty Deal, you can check it out at pantydeal.com. And before we sign off, we wanted to remind you about our two books that we have available, How to Talk with Your Kids About Porn and The Organ Education Forgot. These are both available as downloadable PDFs or in print, and you can head on over to sexandspace.com to grab a copy. If you do, you'll be educating yourself about a very important subject and also supporting us and all the work that we do. If you'd like to support us in other ways, we'd love for you to buy some merch, which is also available through our website. And we have both mugs and t-shirts. As always, thank you so much for listening and being on this journey with us. Until next time, safe travels, and see you on the next episode.